Hello, this is Farah Yurdozu from Jerry Pippin Radio Show. Today I'm at New Jersey, at Hoboken, my home. But last weekend I was at California. I was speaking at Bay Area UFO Expo 2007. And I met lots of interesting people that I know that we are going to be friends forever. And one of them is a gentleman. He is Lester Velez. He is the founder of Opus. Today, he is my guest on this radio show, and I want to listen, what is Opus, how did they start to work, what are they doing from his own words. Hello, Lester, how are you today?
Good, Sarah, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you very much. What is Opus?
Well, Opus stands for the Organization for Paranormal Understanding and Support. And we're a nonprofit organization, and we were started back in 1994 by myself and Dr. Eugene Lipson.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting how it all came about. I'm also an investigator for MUFON, the Mutual UFO Network.
Yes.
And I started to investigate cases that ended up having an abduction type of scenario involved as well. And through that, one day I was written up in the Monterey Coast Weekly paper about some of my investigations, and a woman called me afterwards and asked if we could possibly meet with her because she was involved with a doctor, emergency room doctor, down in Carmel. And so I got Dr. Lipson and I took a ride down there, and we had a most interesting afternoon with her. She also had a near-death experience, okay, which afterwards she became psychic.
Yes.
So she was telling us things about ourselves that afternoon were quite interesting. But also, she was supposedly in contact with off-earthly entities. And so, you know, we sat there and we listened to what she had to say, and she was looking for some assistance with regard to maybe what was going on with her brainwaves when she was in contact. Well, of course, we didn't have the means to do that at the time, and so we decided from that moment on that we needed to develop some type of an organization to help people that are having paranormal type of experiences, which can be anything from alien abduction to poltergeist activity, a spiritual awakening. And, well, the organization has managed to survive for 13 years now, and it looks like we've gotten our second wind as far as getting the word out that we're in existence.
It is a very big contribution to alien abduction field, because all over the country, many people is experiencing alien abductions or similar paranormal experiences, but there is no place to go. There is no persons to speak, and the number of alien abductors are not too many. There are specific names, and they are living in far corners of the United States. Now, what kind of a help you offer to a person, for instance, lives in Arizona or in another state of United States? If they cannot travel, what happens?
Yeah, there's a couple of things that can happen. First of all, we're trying to develop a network of therapists, and we've networked with people like the Intruder Foundation, Bud Hopkins' group, David Jacobs' ICAR group, Yvonne Smith's Zero group. There's various groups around the country that have access to maybe therapists in different parts of this country. So we're trying to network with them. We've also actually started what they call the International Network of Experiencer Therapists, which was started with our organization and the John Max Jammy group. So I'm developing this list from all these different groups. And so hopefully when a person calls in, I may have a therapist in their area. Now, if that's not the case, okay, then there's a couple of other things we can do. We've also developed, Opus has developed an online support group, which if people contact us and there's no one locally that they can get in touch with, we can put them into this online support group, which is part of a Google group. It's totally confidential. They don't have to worry about, you know, the word getting out to the universe. But the only way they can get into the group is if they contact us and request to get into it, and we can make that happen. So basically, it's 24/7 that they can have access to this, which is basically manned by people that have had similar circumstances in their life. And what we've found to be extremely beneficial is for people to talk to other people that have had similar circumstances. This online support group is international. We have people from Australia, from South America, from, like, some of the conversations that go on, because I'm one of the monitors of the group, is just phenomenal. I mean, they're talking about all aspects of the phenomena, but then also talking about, you know, future predictions and things of that nature, which gets to be very interesting.
So is it possible to call this service a paranormal 911?
I never thought of it that way, but I suppose so. You know, the first thing that they go and come into contact with is either myself or June Steiner, who's the president, and she's the psychologist. And one of the things that, you know, when I first started the group, because I don't have a psychiatric background at all, it's basically a business background. But
yes.
For some reason, I've been driven to do this.
Mm-hmm. What could be that reason? Did you have your own experiences as well?
Well, when I was 11 years old, I saw something when I lived in Connecticut hovering over a tree line, and it scared the heck out of me. And ran in the house, and by the time I got my father to come out, it was gone. But it got me reading about UFOs, the old George Adamski books, and it kind of went from there, and then it kind of left my life. I got married, I had a couple of children, and then in 1985, when I moved out here to California, Stanton Freeman came to town to talk about UFOs and a government cover-up, and I decided, well, I got to go see this guy, and had a most incredible presentation. I expected to see a handful of people there, but there was like 300 people in the auditorium, and MUFON had like a kiosk out in front where they were talking about their journal, and so I decided to get that, and that wasn't enough, and I became an investigator, and of course, as I said, the cases that I got involved with were mostly abduction type.
Yes.
That just opened up the door, and I started to facilitate a support group on a monthly basis, and that was incredible, because there I learned more than any book that I've ever picked up about this.
So, as you remember, we were speaking all these things last weekend in California, in San Jose, and I also mentioned this in my lecture, in my workshop. There is a close contact between the paranormal experiences and alien abductions. Sometimes, and most of the times, alien abduction and paranormal activity starts at the same time. Or first paranormal activity starts and then alien abduction happens. So, these things are very connected. They are in the same field. As you have been talking with the experiencers for so many years, can you say that? Is there a change in the shape or in the description of the alien abductions in the last 5 years, 6 years? Do you think that the number of close encounters or alien abductions are increasing, or in the opposite way? What is happening?
That's a good question. There's been a lot of reawakening going on, if you will. People calling me and saying, I had an experience when I was young, or 20 years ago, or 30 years ago, and for some reason, they're starting to come forward now, and they're wanting to go into it. So I think that my gut feeling on this is that there's something going on. This reawakening is going on, so that these people that have had these experiences when they were younger are now waking up to them for whatever reason. And so the overall number of cases seems to be on the increase. I'm getting at least 2 to 3. And just let me mention briefly that OPIS has now joined forces with MUFON. Any calls that come into MUFON headquarters with regard to abduction-type scenarios where people are looking for help get funneled to our organization.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, just from that standpoint, I'm starting to see a lot more activity.
Yes, yes. And the other thing is that, of course, we ask these questions to each other or to ourselves, to the experts constantly. what we call abduction, maybe it is not an abduction from the point of the extraterrestrials, because this is the label, this is the name that we gave to the phenomenon. And we still don't know the real purpose of this kind of close encounter experiences. Because obviously, extraterrestrial visitors or the aliens doesn't want to give any information to the people why they are taking them to the spaceships or why they are leaving a trace as an implant. But after talking so many experiencers, so many men and women from every age, do they say anything different except what we have been hearing? Do they get anything different from the extraterrestrials, any new information?
Yeah, the message seems to be fairly consistent with regard to being good to one another, being good to our planet as far as the air, the water, the ecology of the planet. The planet is a living organism, and we're slowly killing it.
In fact, not slowly, fastly we are killing it.
Lately, yeah, you're right.
Lately. Not slowly.
You're right. You're absolutely correct. But that seems to be a very consistent message. So in those terms, I haven't really heard anything dramatically new. Now, this Earth changes, that seems to be the next thing coming online, with dramatic Earth changes, especially surrounding 2012.
Yes.
That's starting to come up. Matter of fact, the group just had a discussion about that this week on the online support system.
And Opus has a very beautiful website on internet. We are going to publicize the link of the website on this interview page. Also, I found some videos on YouTube about Opus Group, you and your crew, co-workers. Do you prepare DVDs, training DVDs, or about hypnosis or hypnotic regression, or do you have a weekly or monthly magazine, something like this, a publication?
Well, it's again a good question. In the beginning, when we started, we had a quarterly newsletter that we put out, and we actually had a membership type of a structure. But we decided that, it's a major project to put out a newsletter. And unfortunately, we probably burned out a couple of people in the beginning trying to get that newsletter out. So we decided that we would not take that approach. And so we're not a membership organization now, but we basically survive on donations. And we just had a benefit cocktail party with the speakers at the Bay Area UFO Expo that you mentioned a
yes.
week ago, and to raise some funds. So we don't have that newsletter anymore, and the videos that is on the website that you saw is basically an informational video that tells what we're all about, because I think it does a better job than just having our homepage that states, what our mission is, what we do for experiencers, etc. It gives it more of a human touch, so to speak. And one of the things that we want to start doing is maybe, just as you say, maybe some videos that are more educational in nature. And we had somebody come up to us at the Bay Area UFO Expo and looking to maybe do a video with us. So this may be the beginning of something like that. And we're interested in trying to get that kind of help. The more that we can help people, if we can send them a video, if we can get them hooked up to the internet, or we can talk to them personally, whatever we can do, we want to do.
Okay, let's say that somebody had a close encounter experience or auto body experience, alien abduction, or she was taken to the UFO and brought back to her home, and decided to ask help from Opus and contacted you. So, is there a fee? Is there a compensation for the therapy? Do they have to pay something? How does this work?
Well, contact is totally free. We don't charge anything. What we like to do when we talk to the people is we like to get their feedback. And one of the things that we're probably going to do in the future is just say that if, you know, they have a good experience and, you know, that they feel that the feeling moves them, so to speak, that if they would make a donation, we would greatly appreciate it, which is tax deductible because we are a nonprofit. So again, we don't charge anything. Opus doesn't charge anything. Now the people that we refer them to may charge, and most likely most of them do because they're licensed therapists. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And a lot of them would be happy to work with people on a sliding scale if financially they have issues. They can also come back to us if they totally don't have the wherewithal to make any type of payment. And I end up talking to a lot of people, and so does June, for just to do it, and without charging them anything. I mean, because the bottom line is that we just want to help these people, and maybe that sounds pretty altruistic, but for some reason, I'm driven to do this. And of course, one of the people in the support group one time said that she saw me on board a craft, and of course, I have no conscious recollection of that.
Oh, so it was a mass abduction? At the same time?
Well, I think what she was referring to was that she was on board the craft at the same time I was, and I was freaking out in the corner because I was on board the craft, and she was told to calm me, which is something that Rex talks about, that he does with some people with his alien contacts.
So all these things are very mysterious, very fascinating, and also still unknown to us. Because we are trying to find out the mystery of alien abductions with our own resources. They don't offer us a book or a DVD to read it or to watch it and find out everything. Step by step, starting to that kind of support groups or talking or sharing the experiences, we are learning step by step. And Opus is located in California. Where is exactly your headquarters?
It's in Los Gatos, California.
Ah, Los Gatos.
Right next to San Jose.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a PO box there. But, of course, the board members, which include, you know, I'm pretty sure you're familiar with Victoria Jack, who is
of course.
Yvonne Smith of the Zero
yes.
Group. And then Ruben Uriarte, who is the state director for MUFON Northern California, but also has recently written a book called the...
Mexican Roswell. Mm-hmm. I have that book. In fact, I spoke with Ruben Uriarte today on the phone 2 hours ago. Yes, you have very important names on the board, in fact. Very important names, yes. So it makes Opus different than any other group because many important names are all together. Helping to the experiencers.
Well, the thing that's been really amazing to me is the generosity of these people. Of course, the board members, nobody gets paid. And so I think what it is that we all feel that this is really something that's important to be done because most of the time these experiencers, you know, they don't know where to turn.
Yes.
Most of them don't have a lot of money, which is, you know... seems to be an interesting trait that goes along with this phenomena, but it's something that we feel is so important that we help these people, and so it's been no issue trying to get these people to...
So can we make an announcement and let everybody know your email address, I mean Opus's website, telephone numbers, contact numbers for our listeners, for our... Jerry Pippen Radio Show listeners?
Sure. It's, of course, www.opus-net.org. O-R-G. That's opus-net.org. And if anybody wants to call us, you can use the number 408-268-2837.
Yes, and from the website, they can find the contact email address as well.
There's email addresses and phone numbers on the website.
Okay, so what is the future projects? Are you going to organize another conference, Opus-focused, I mean only for Opus members?
Well, you know, one of the things that happened a number of years ago was that MIT conference on abductions, which was really quite well done.
With Dr. John Mack, that one?
Right. One of the things that we've been thinking about was to have another conference, something like that. But I would like to maybe open it up a little bit more instead of having it at just a small group, exclusive group. Maybe open it up to a more general public type of a thing. Almost have a general conference strictly on the topic. And so that's something that's rolling around in my head. We also had a person come up to us that affiliated with a well-known UFO magazine.
Really?
Yeah, talking about maybe some kind of a book involvement. Of course, that has to be thrashed out as to what that person meant by that. And then also a gentleman that's involved with a large video house was talking about maybe doing a video. Maybe that would be a great avenue for us to be able to do some educational videos as well. So anyway, there's some really interesting things going on, and we're constantly looking for ideas and people that, like yourself, for instance, Farah, that have had these types of experiences and know what it's all about, to say, here, try this on and see if this might make sense, and, would this be beneficial to the organization and what we're trying to do. So we'll definitely be talking some more.
Oh, yes, definitely. So thank you very much for this interview today, and I'm very sure that many people who have been having paranormal, unexplained experiences are going to start to call you very soon.
Well, thank you very much, Farah and Jerry, for this, and we appreciate the opportunity to come on here and talk about OPEN.
It is always my pleasure, and I wish you the best for future Opus projects, conferences, and anything else that you are going to make in the future. Thank you very much. Have a nice day. Bye-bye. Hello, this is Farah Yurduzu. Maybe you have questions about love, your job, your health, money, and more. With my psychic gifts and my tarot readings, we can reveal the solutions to your deepest mysteries. Please visit me through Jerry Pippin Radio, and let's find the answers together.
Click on Farah's banner for the answers to the most personal questions.